Principles of Spiritual Growth. God has established simple principles of spiritual growth for church age believers. Most are outlined in detail in Paul's epistles, but are not always correctly applied. But if we were to comply, our spiritual lives and walk would be victorious. Faith is the first vital step on the believer's lifelong march to spiritual growth. For faith is simply standing on certainties, resting on the facts of the Word of God. If faith is anchored on undistorted scriptural truth, nothing will hinder progress. Faith will be sharpened by opposition, while confidence in self will be damaged. Trust in God harnesses the weapons of warfare against the enemy of our soul. God also takes time in bringing his children to maturity, and God is never in a hurry, for God always sees a believer's progress to maturity from an eternal perspective. We want to experience a closeness and produce works we consider pleasing to God, but he takes us to an end of ourselves so that our trust is in him and him alone. And often through the valley of pain, a believer is nudged towards maturity. God's desire is that our attitude towards him is based on a correct foundation, and scripture is saturated with stanzas that tell of God's love for each of his own. God sometimes has to take a lifetime to establish in the heart of a doubting believer that he is accepted in Christ. Oh, it must surely break his heart when his children doubt his love, which is infinite, sacrificial, unchanging and eternal. Also, understanding God's purpose behind life gives a quantum leap to spiritual maturity, for we are soldiers in the spiritual battle of the ages, who have been given spiritual armour in the spiritual warfare in which we are engaged. God's battle plan is to bring all things back to himself through the man Christ Jesus. And the way a believer conducts his life walk in this battle determines the outcome. He will either gain rewards or suffer loss, but God will always be glorified. But God's purpose must be carried out his way. And this is where many Christians fail, because they won't live the Christian life God's way, preferring to live their life their own way. But we must be prepared to enter the spiritual war God's way. One great saint of God outlined it like this: "The Lord is glorified in a people whose heart is set at any cost, by any road, upon the goal which is God himself. A man who is thus minded says, by any road, even a very difficult road, even by a road beset by enemies, the passionate desire for the goal will hold him steadfast in the way. Some set out to achieve God's plans God's way. Others will resist. But it is the man who lacks the yearning to know him who will easily be turned aside. Oh, he won't lose his eternal life, for we are secure in Christ. For God's love is infinite, sacrificial, unchanging and eternal. Oh, but what a privilege to seek to do things God's way, and to actively put on Christ, and to passively abide in him." One vital thing to remember is that Jesus has already walked this road before us, and has overcome our enemies at every point. We need to understand and accept that at every point in our Christian life, Jesus Christ has overcome for us. This is the crux of the battle in which all saints are currently engaged. We do not have to climb up, but rather we are brought through in the train of his triumph. Oh, if we could only accept that every foe has been overcome by Christ, we would cease from our strivings, knowing that every enemy is under his feet. The cross of Christ has placed everything under his feet, and there is nothing in this universe that is able to overcome even the least child of God. for Jesus has told us that the gates of hell will not prevail against his blood-bought children. Let us accept, by faith, the truth of Scripture, that Christ has won every victory over every enemy, and we are more than conquerors in him. Oh, let us hold on to him and say, Lord, bring me through to the place where you are, by virtue of your blood, which you have already taken in victory. Oh, God has established some simple principles of spiritual growth, which, if understood and applied, would bring us through to spiritual maturity and spiritual victory. And most are outlined in Paul's epistles, but they are not always correctly applied. But God is glorified in our lives when these principles of spiritual growth are applied. Also, let us live by faith and trust his word. Let us grow in grace in his time and in his way. Let us accept that God has accepted us in Christ, and that in him we have already won the victory, and that he has provided all the spiritual armour that we will need. Oh, let us actively put on Christ, so that we may passively abide in him. Let us remember that our confidence is in Christ alone, for he is our sufficient Saviour. Let us be quietly confident in Christ, who is the rock of our salvation, and let us rest in his love, knowing that his promises are everlasting, for he is faithful and true. And let us always remember that his love for us is infinite, sacrificial, unchangeable, unchanging, and eternal. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.